Om Shanti. A very good morning and welcome to today's inaugural session. We have with us Sister Suman, who would be walking us through a journey of Brahma Kumaris and also coordinating today's session, the inaugural session. I'd like to first introduce Suman Ben. Suman Ben, can we have you on stage? Suman Ben is a senior Raja Yoga teacher and also the coordinator for all the programs here in Gyan Sarovar. Yes, let's welcome her. Thank you so much. She coordinates all the programs that happen here in the Gyan Sarovar complex. She herself conducts several programs, not only here in the various wings that come here. The wings are, you would hear from Suman Ben, the various sectors that come, like you belong to the IT sector, like that. We have various sectors that come here, so she conducts programs. She's an engineer, and after that, after engineering, she decided to dedicate her life to the service of humanity. And since about 30 years, she's been regularly conducting programs, benefiting a lot of people. And she's also the national coordinator for the education wing of the Brahma Kumaris. So over to Suman Ben for the introduction of Brahma Kumaris. Thank you.
Om Shanti, and a very good morning to all of you. How are you today? Fine or very fine? Flying. Yeah. So welcome you all once again for this IT retreat on Leadership 2.0. And also the topic for this retreat is Sankalp Se Siddhi. Right, whatever success that we achieve in our life, it's based on the thoughts that we create, because thoughts are the seeds of our actions. When we accept defeat here in our minds, then we obviously will accept defeat in our behavior, in our actions, in our outer world. So this retreat is all about how to make your inner world more powerful, more efficient and more clear, because all the clusters are here, right? So we need to understand that and to remove all those things. So here, when you have come into the campus of Brahma Kumaris, I think many of you have been knowing this Brahma Kumaris organization, but briefly I would like to give the introduction of this organization. The Brahma Kumaris have been working for the past 83 years for the development of the world. And this organization was started in the year 1936. And since then, the organization has been empowering, uplifting different sections of the society and all the human beings in this world. The main vision of this Brahma Kumaris is world transformation through self-transformation. Often we say, okay, if you transform, then I can transform. If you change your behavior, then I change my behavior. If you behave in a proper way with me, then I can behave properly with you. So that's not the case, right? It always, the transformation has to start from us, from me. When I change, I can inspire the world to change. I can't give my remote of my life to others. If you behave well, then I can behave well with you. So I should have the remote control of my life. I should take the reins of responsibility of my life. When I take the responsibility and I change, then I become the inspiration to change the world around me and the whole world there. So what do we do for that? How are we going to bring about self-transformation and world transformation? To help people recognize and enhance the spiritual potential through the medium of Raja Yoga meditation. We can empower ourselves, we can understand and transform ourselves through the process of meditation. I think in the morning you attended one session about meditation and understanding the self. once when we understand our own self in a better way, then we understand why we have behaving in a particular way. So when we understand ourselves clearly, then the second step is to understand the Supreme Being, the Divine Power. And when we develop that link with this Divine Power, then we can recharge our own self. This is the process of Rajyoga meditation that we have been imparting to the society since many years. And these are very simple steps. Anyone and everyone can do it anywhere and everywhere. So it's very simple, and this organization is being led by women, sisters, the dadis. This is the largest, the biggest women-led organization in the world since 1936. And at present we have having centers in 130 countries all over the world. And we offer a simple and practical way to apply spirituality in daily life. Spirituality doesn't mean it's very complicated, only those who intense sadhana, only they can experience spirituality, only they can understand this. No. Spirituality is very simple. Spirituality is understanding your own spirit, the Atma. When I understand my Atma, the Adhya, in Hindi we say Adhyatma. When I understand my own self, the spirit within, then I am able to behave in a proper way. Right? So this is simple spirituality. To go within, understand my thoughts, understand my feelings, understand my attitudes and intentions, and accordingly I behave on that level. So Rajyoga is about mastery of the self. Raja is become the master. Are we going to become the master of anyone else? We like controlling others, right? We like giving advices to others. But the most difficult task in the world is? The most difficult task in the world? Controlling one's own mind. Right? When you sit in meditation, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, are you able to channelize your thoughts the way you want to? Yeah? That needs practice, right? That's the most difficult one. So to become the master of one's own self means not only on the level of behavior, but on the level of my thoughts. Am I able to think only the thoughts that I want to think? Am I able to have the feelings only that I want to have? Or am I drawn towards something else which I don't want to do, but then I'm forced to do it from within? So we become subservient of our own sanskaras. So when we start to meditate, then we start to become the masters of our own self, and yoga is the link with the Supreme. Yoga is connection. Viyoga is separation. So when I connect myself with the Supreme Being, with that yoga, I can become empowered. Right? So this organization was started in the year 1936 by Dada Lake Raj, who was a diamond merchant then, very eminent, and he used to he had customers of the kings and queens of that time, and he was very famous and popular at that time. But in spite of being quite fulfilled in his life in the terms of wealth and a materialistic world, but he was in search of some truth. He was in search of the divine. So then there came a time when he had beautiful visions of how the whole world is going to get transformed. We all know this is Iron Age world. After this, it has to be a golden age or the perfect world. Everything moves in cycle, right? There's a cycle of day and night, the cycle of human beings. We become children, youth, old age, and then it's a cycle. The cycle of seasons, cycle of food chain, everything goes in cycle. So this is the biggest cycle of the whole world, the nature. And from the Iron Age, the golden dawn has to come. The transformation has to come. This is the reverse entropy. Right? So for this transformation from a lower level to the highest level of completely satopradhan, so we need an external energy to bring about this external entropy, right? So reverse entropy. So from with this meditation, this entropy, reverse entropy can happen, and this is what the vision that that the Lekhraj had. And with this vision, when he started to give the services or give the knowledge, many people came to him, and around 350 brothers and sisters started to understand this knowledge and dedicated their life for this supreme cause. And then Dada Lekhraj was later on called as Brahma, Prajapita Brahma. And when the group came, there were children as well. For the children, a separate hostel was built, and they started to give the spiritual knowledge to the children, because the younger children are given, if their younger children are given knowledge, then they can contribute more when they grow up in the world. And then from 1936 to 1950, they lived in Sindh, Hyderabad and Karachi, which is now in Pakistan. But then after partition in 1950, the whole organization along with 350 people, they shifted to Mount Abu. When they came to Mount Abu, then gradually service started to happen. But 14 years in Sindh, Hyderabad and Karachi, they stayed in one place and meditated and did intense tapasya to lay the foundation for the transformation that's going to come in the future. So when they shifted here in 1950, gradually all the sisters and brothers started to go out to different places on invitation and give all this knowledge of spirituality. And they got inspired and they started to invite more. And a trust was created, and the whole thing was administered in a different level. And from 1960 onwards, the expansion happened very quickly, and over 200 Raja Yoga meditation centers were established by then. And people started to get a new way of lifestyle, because living in your household, taking care of your responsibility, but along with that, you can follow spirituality. This concept was very new to the world, because if anyone who wanted to follow spirituality, they were supposed to leave their home, renounce everything, and go to the jungles and do penance. But this idea of taking care of your responsibility and following the path of spirituality was a new concept to the world. And then gradually there were different centers established within India. But in 1969, Dada Lekhraj, who was known as Prajapita Brahma, he renounced his mortal coil and he became angelic. He attained the angelic form. But we see whenever a religious head of an organization leaves the body, the organization, faces a very turmoil conditions. But here in Brahma Kumaris, we see after 1967, the organization has still expanded, and more centers were established even after that, because this organization is not based on any one particular physical guru. This is based on the spiritual teachings of the incorporeal Supreme Being. So we don't have a one spiritual guru, but we have many spiritual leaders here, dadis and the senior brothers and sisters. We don't have gaddi, but we treat everyone as equals, and that is a process that's going on in the organization, and that's why we see so much of progress even after 1969. And from 1970 to 80, that was the time of expansion of our organization and spirituality in the overseas countries. In 1971, that was the first time we started to serve in London. Delegate went there and started to open a center, and now we have a huge center set up there in London. That is our headquarters, overseas headquarters of our organization in London. And we also have, and in Australia, the center started from 1975 onwards, and then in New York, 1977. And people started to appreciate the simply, white-cladded sisters going around the globe and giving the spiritual knowledge. Because till then, only men used to give the spiritual knowledge. When they saw the sisters coming into this area of spirituality, they really appreciated that, and they started to follow the simple steps of Raj Yoga meditation. And from 1980 to 1990 was a decade of recognition. Brahma Kumaris were given Peace Messenger Awards. In 1985, UN had declared as that year as the Million Minutes of Peace Appeal. They had a project, and Brahma Kumaris approached different people and they collected minutes from the people. Means, at least if you spend 1 minute in silence for the world benefit, for world peace, we can definitely bring peace in the world. So we had collected millions of minutes from people. Because of that, because of this huge task that had been going on through the Brahma Kumaris, UN recognized this task and gave the International Peace Messenger Award to the then chief of the Brahma Kumaris, Dadi Prakashmani Didiji. And along with that, many other countries also recognized our contribution to the society, and 7 other countries also gave Peace Messenger Awards to the organization. And Brahma Kumaris are working on all levels. They are working with the UN as well. We are affiliated with the UN as non-governmental organization, and also with UNICEF, ECOSOC and UNESCO. We are working on that level, but also we are working on the village level, reaching every person and giving that person the knowledge and the awareness of transforming the self. And from 1990 to 2000, that was the decade of Diamond Jubilee, and different campuses were established in different parts of the world. First, this Gyan Sarovar was inaugurated on 18th of January 1995. This was the first campus outside Pandav Bhavan. That was our international headquarters, but then this was the second campus that was established after that. This Gyan Sarovar is stretched in 30 acres of land, and you can visit different places in Gyan Sarovar while you are here. One of the beautiful places that you can visit in Gyan Sarovar is Spiritual Art Gallery, where the knowledge is explained very beautifully with pictures and laser shows. And another place you can visit is SPARC, Spiritual Application Research Center, that we have in training center, where we are trying to prove spirituality on the basis of science. And next to that, in the training center, is 3D show. You can visit that as well. Apart from these things, you have silent places that you can visit and experience beautiful silence. That is, one is Baba's room. Just when you go down the hall, there's a meditation room there. You can spend few minutes meditating there. And behind this hall, towards when you go around the Peace Cottage, there's a beautiful dome. That the picture I think you saw yesterday when Bhanu Bhai was showing the slides. And that's also a beautiful place to spend some time in silence for yourself. And there's meditation hut behind training center. You can spend some time there also. And this campus is eco-friendly. And we are using more of solar energy here in Rajasthan. So there's a solar panel above the dining room that you are using, dining room number 7. Above that is a solar system there. You can go and visit sometime during your free time. And after this, in 1998, a huge campus was set up down the hill, because after this was established, this also became very small. and that's the reason Shantivan was established, and that is spread in 200 acres of land. Now it's expanding still. So you can, when you go down, when you are returning, you can visit that place. And after that was, after 2000 to 2010 was the decade of initiatives and outreach to millions of people. We had mega programs in different places. Lakhs of people came together and they understood the spirituality, and also Peace of Mind channel was started in that decade, and this knowledge started to spread in on the social media and TV medium as well. And from 2010 till now, this is a decade of transformation, revealing a glorious future for India and the world. And the main focus now is to bring about these values in ourselves, purity of character, wisdom and harmony, so that we can become better human beings, and then we can make this world a better place to live in. So these 83 years of selfless service that we have been rendering, and we are having different retreat centers all over the place, in many places in the world. We have ORC, Om Shanti Retreat Center in Delhi, Oxford Retreat Center in UK, Gyan Sarovar of course, and Shanti Sarovar in Hyderabad, Anubhuti Retreat Center in San Francisco, Global Museum in Kenya, Peace Village in New York, and Casa Sangam in Italy, and Blue Mountain in Australia. And yes, we are having centers in 130 countries in and also have 8,500 meditation centers, 1 million people practicing Raj Yoga, one global family. Of course, we have been hearing this word, True Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Right, this is one world family, but on the what basis this world is one family? Because we are the children of one supreme being. On the basis of that, we belong to one global family. So are you into it now? Are you a part of one family now? Yes? Yes. So you also are joining to this family, right? Yeah? Welcome to this huge family. Right? So behind this hall, in the lobby, there's a beautiful activity that you can do in your free time. That's called as one world and one heart. So this is a practice that you're going to do throughout the day. Because we say, okay, look at the virtues of one another. We tend to see negativities in one another. It has become a sanskara. So now we have to make a practice of looking at the virtues of one another. Okay, so you can see this paper there outside when you go out the hall. So what you're supposed to do is, there are beautiful small hearts, sticks. So you can write, you can recognize any one particular virtue in anyone. If you have recognized that person with that particular virtue, then you can write the name of that person and stick on that particular area. The inner heart has a name. The every heart has different names. The names of kind heart, brave heart, warm heart, large heart, loveful heart and peaceful hearts. These are the six virtues we have recognized. So if you recognize any of these virtues in any one of your friends around you, so you can pick a paper which is heart-shaped, write the name of that person and stick in that particular place. Whether if you have seen kindness in that person, brave, warm, large, loveful or peaceful, any virtue, you can write that name, person's name and stick it on that particular place, right? Nirmala Didi and Karuna Bhai are here, so we will start with the inauguration. I would like to invite most respected Nirmala Didi, most respected Karuna Bhai to occupy the seats on the dais, and also Brother Bala, Brother Ishwar, and also Mr. Anubhav Tiwari ji, who is the CEO of Jet Synthesis Private Limited and Mr. Mukesh Sharma, who is the founder and CEO of QA Infotech Noida, please come up on the stage. Start with 1 minute of silence, right? So we'll sit in silence and connect with ourselves and connect with the Supreme, and then we'll start this program.
Ishwar se jo preet lagaye ban jaye wo gunwaan. ईश्वर से जो प्रीत लगाए बन जाए वो गुणवान. उच्च विचार शुभ कर्मों से, उच्च विचार शुभ कर्मों से जग में बनता सबसे महान, जग में बनता सबसे महान. ईश्वर से जो प्रीत लगाए बन जाए वो गुणवान, बन जाए वो गुणवान.
I would like to invite the sisters to welcome the dignitaries on dais with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. We have Karuna Bhai amongst us. Brother Karuna is the chairperson of Media Wing and chief of Multimedia and Public Relations of Brahma Kumaris. Has more than 50 years of experience as journalist, practitioner of meditation as an emissary of peace. While having education in engineering and journalism, he came in contact with Brahma Kumaris and started his inner journey. He became the instrument for establishing many Raja Yoga centers in South India's Indian states while working as a supervisor in Hindustan Machine Tools, Bangalore. A multilingualist is based in Mount Abu since 1971. He developed a full-fledged audio, video, computer communication and media departments for the organization in all the three campuses, Shantivan, Pandav Bhavan and Gyan Sarovar. He is also the publisher of Om Shanti Media, bi-weekly magazine. By profession, he is a media person. By passion, he is a technologist. And by practice, he is a Rajyogi. As an elderly brother and fatherly figure in the organization, many look up to him for guidance and support. Most respected Brahma Kumar Karuna Bhaiji.
Satyam Shivam சுந்தரம். ஆதரணீய நிர்மலா தீதிஜி, மஞ்ச் பர் உபஸ்தித் மேரே பாயோ பேனோ, சதா மே ஆமந்திரித் மீட்டே பியாரே பாயோ பேனோ, முஜே அத்தியந்த ஹர்ஷ் ஹை கி ஆஜ் மை ஏக் விஷேஷ் ग्रुप के लोगों के साथ मिल रहा हूं, क्योंकि दुनिया में अभी तक जितना आप सबका परिचय होना चाहिए वो नहीं है। एक ही शब्द से समाप्त कर देते हैं कि ये तो आईटी वाले हैं, पर मैं आज आपको बताना चाहता हूं, क्योंकि मेरा बेसिक एजुकेशन इंजीनियरिंग है और पढ़ाई जब से मैंने शुरू किया है तो मैं समझता हूं मैथमेटिक्स मेरे लिए सबसे इंटरेस्टिंग सब्जेक्ट रहा। उसमें 100 मार्क नहीं मिलता है तो मैं थोड़ा अपसेट होता था। इंग्लिश भले 35 मिले कोई बात नहीं, बट मैथमेटिक्स में चाहिए। तो मैं समझता हूं कि जो हमारे आईटी के भाई बहने जो है वो सबसे ज्यादा मैथमेटिक्स से जुड़े हुए हैं। 0 to 9 जो है वो हमारा बेसिक सब्जेक्ट है। तो हर प्रोफेशन के लिए कोई ना कोई विशेष होते हैं जिन्होंने प्रेरणा दी है। तो मैं समझता हूं हम जो आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स हैं हमारे लिए भी शास्त्रों में एक किसी का नाम है, जो हम जो अभी कर रहे हैं वो उन्होंने उस समय पर हमारे ग्रंथों में लिखा हुआ है। आप सबने पढ़ा भी होगा आर्यभट्ट। तो आज वो समय आ चुका है जो हमारी जो कार्य है वो कहां तक पहुंचेगा वो शायद आज के सेशन से हम सबको मालूम पड़ रहा है। आज का सब्जेक्ट इतना अच्छा है, संकल्प से ये सारे सृष्टि चलाने का संकल्प किया है। आज के सेशन में हम आईटी को भी वहां तक पहुंचना है। मैं रिसेंटली मिलीपीटा में था तो वहां मैंने देखा कि व्हीकल्स कार चल रहे हैं, ड्राइवर नहीं था। तो हम न्यूज़पेपर में पढ़ रहे थे, मैं देखने का मौका मुझे वहां मिला कि हम लोग जो यहां शिक्षा मिला है हम लोगों को ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय में, तो यहां हमको सिखाया जाता था कि सतयुग में प्लेन है उसको संकल्प से चलाते थे, पुष्पक विमान कहते थे। तो मैं 1960 में जब यहां आया था, फाउंडर पिताश्री जी ने मुझे खास अजमेर भेजा। वहां एक ऐसा स्थान है जहां सतयुग के पूरा वहां एक वर्णन किया हुआ था, पेंटिंग्स थे, मूर्तियां थे, तो उसमें पुष्पक विमान भी था। तो आज का जो सेशन है तो हम लोग वहां तक पहुंचना है। तो दूसरे जब तक पहुंचे तो आईटी तो वहां तक पहुंच ही जाएंगे। बहुत रिसर्च हो रहा है आज के समय, तो मन कहां तक पहुंच सकता है। हम सब अभी मन से ही कर रहे हैं सब काम, सुबह उठने क्या भी संकल्प से उठते हैं। सृष्टि को भी कहते हैं ईश्वर को, संकल्प आया तो सृष्टि रच लिया। तो हम भी सुबह उठते ही अपनी सृष्टि रचना शुरू कर देते हैं, तो मन कर रहा है। परंतु मन से हम अपने को पहले चलाते हैं, तो उसके बाद जितने लोगों को जहां तक हम चला सकते हैं चला रहे हैं, परंतु प्रकृति को भी चलाना तो शास्त्रों में है। ज्ञानेश्वर जी जिस दीवार पर बैठे थे वो भी चलना शुरू हो गया, ऐसा बताया जाता है। प्रकृति के ऊपर भी आत्मा कंट्रोल कर सकते हैं। अब साइंटिस्ट ने भी प्रूव कर दिया है कि आप इस शरीर से बाहर आने के बाद भी एक ऐसी स्थिति है जो आप जो कुछ हो रहा है नीचे उसको भी आप समझ सकते हैं, सुन सकते हैं, फिर वापस आप बॉडी में आने के बाद वो बोलते भी है। तो मन वहां भी था, वहां तक भी था। तो इसीलिए हमको ये सुनाया जाए कि भाई ये सृष्टि एक दिन संकल्प से चला सकते हैं। एक दो को हम समझ लेते हैं, टेलीपैथी को तो हम बहुत समय से जानते हैं। आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के बारे में इतना अभी फास्ट वो चल रहा है, तो शायद ऐसा नहीं हो जो हमने ही क्रिएट किया हुआ रोबोट्स हमको कंट्रोल करे, क्योंकि हमारी तो लिमिट है। पर आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस में लिमिट नहीं है। तो ये सब चीजें जो कार्य हम बढ़ाते जा रहे हैं, आगे बढ़ाते जा रहे हैं, और अल्टीमेटली ये है कि संकल्प से ये सृष्टि चलेगी, वहां तक हम पहुंचेंगे। उसके बीच में जो समस्याएं आ रहे हैं, क्योंकि हम जानते हैं कि भाई आईटी वाले कितना काम करते हैं, प्रोजेक्ट दे देते हैं, ये नहीं कहते हैं कि भाई कितना घंटा काम करना है, नहीं, आपको ये पूरा करना है। आप खाना खाए, रेस्ट लिए, उसका उनको चिंता नहीं है, प्रोजेक्ट दे दिया, इसको कंप्लीट करना है। मतलब इतना हार्ड वर्कर्स है। आज साइंटिस्ट के लिए कहते थे, परंतु आईटी जो प्रोफेशन है यहां भी हम देख रहे हैं सारे वर्ल्ड में। आप नासा में भी देखेंगे, आपको भारतीय हमारे भाई बहने मिलेंगे। तो एक्सपेक्टेशन दुनिया की हम सबके साथ ये है, परंतु हम लोग भी तो इसी दुनिया में है। हमारे परिवार बच्चे सब देख रहे हैं, दूसरे देखो और आप देखो क्या है। आपका घर आने का भी कोई टाइम नहीं, फैमिली के साथ भी कोई चिंता नहीं, आपको आपका अपना प्रोफेशन पर ही इतना ज्यादा ये है। तो प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय, जो बहन अभी आपसे बात की है, ये खुद भी इसी प्रोफेशन से हैं, तो हम बहुत अच्छी तरह से जानते हैं कि आप सबके सामने क्या समस्या है और आगे आने वाले और क्या समस्याएं हैं। तो सारे विश्व आपके तरफ देख रहे हैं कि आप कितना प्रोग्रेस कर रहे हैं। तो इसीलिए ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय द्वारा आप सबको निमंत्रण दिए, आप सभी यहां पधारे हैं। तो हम चाहते हैं कि हम जरूर करेंगे, परंतु पहले हम भी इस सृष्टि के एक ईश्वर के बहुत सुंदर रचना है। हम सब कुछ करने के बाद भी ये जो जिस शरीर द्वारा आपने किया है ये नहीं बना पाएंगे, ये संकल्प से नहीं बना पाएगा। तो इसीलिए ईश्वर ने हमको इतना सुंदर अपनी पहली रचना दिया है जिसके द्वारा हम आज हम मैं, इसके बारे में भी थोड़ा सा सोचिए। तो आज कितनी बीमारियां फैल रही है, तो इसका कारण क्या है? तो सभी लोग इस निर्णय पे आ चुके हैं कि आज जितनी भी बीमारियां है तो वो आपके दिनचर्या के कारण है, सीधा ब्लेम दे रहे हैं। हो सकता है आपका माइंड, स्लीपलेसनेस, फूड, कुछ भी मिला, कैसे भी हुआ चला लेते। तो हमारा जो ईश्वर ने हमको इतना सुंदर सृष्टि दिया, इतना सुंदर जीवन दिया, परंतु हम उसका आनंद नहीं ले पा रहे हैं क्योंकि हम अपने प्रोफेशन को इतना इम्पोर्टेंस दिया है। तो ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय हम सबको किस तरह से जैसे दूसरे प्रोफेशन वाले भी आनंद ले सकते हैं, हम क्यों नहीं। वर्ल्ड पीस कहते हैं, व्हाट अबाउट सेल्फ पीस। तो इसीलिए बेन जी ने बताया पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल। हम लोगों ने जब नाम रखा तो कहा ये क्या नाम है, ऐसा कोई चैनल दुनिया में ही सुना नहीं, ये पीस ऑफ माइंड कोई चैनल होता है। तो हमने कहा यही तो चाहिए, बाकी सभी चैनल वाले सब कुछ दे रहे हैं परंतु पीस ऑफ माइंड नहीं है, तो ये चैनल केवल ये देगा। तो इसलिए आप सबको दिल से हम आपको स्वागत करते हैं। आपका सच्चा घर ये है क्योंकि आप सबकी शांति के लिए, खुशी के लिए, आनंद के लिए हम सोच रहे हैं, बाकी हमारी और कोई इच्छा आपके लिए नहीं है। हम सब आप जैसे मेहनत करके जीने वाले हैं, इसलिए जो भी सेवा यहां हो रही है आपसे एक्सपेक्टेशन से नहीं कर रहे हैं, आपको फॉलोअर्स नहीं बना रहे हैं, शिष्य नहीं बना रहे हैं। हाँ, एक रिलेशन है, हम ईश्वर को मानते हैं क्योंकि मुझे मालूम है ये शरीर और कोई बना के नहीं दे सकता है। तो एक बाप के बच्चे होने के कारण आप सभी हमारे सच्चे भाई बहने हैं, तो इसीलिए हमको आनंद मिला है तो आपको क्यों नहीं। तो इसी एक लक्ष्य से आप सबको बुलाए हैं हमारे दादियों ने, और आप यहां दो तीन दिन बिल्कुल निश्चिंत होके जितना आप शांति का, आनंद का प्राप्त कर लेंगे, भगवान का एक एक्सपेक्टेशन है। ईश्वर ने ये संस्था स्थापना इसीलिए किया है कि ईश्वर का भी उसमें एक संकल्प है कि प्रकृति का नियम अनुसार, तो आप चाहो ना चाहो रात होना है, सुबह होना है। तो इस प्रकृति का भी समय अनुसार, कितना भी अच्छा बिल्डिंग बनाए उसका भी फिक्स है कि भाई इतने साल के बाद ये पुराना हो रहा है। तो इस सृष्टि की परिवर्तन हम सब चाहते हैं, तो परिवर्तन क्या चाहते हैं, जिसको कहा जाता है देवता राज्य, गोल्डन एज कहते हैं, स्वर्ग कहते हैं, हेवन कहते हैं। तो ऐसी दुनिया में हम सब आना है, तो उसमें रहने वाले भी तो ऐसे होना चाहिए। तो ईश्वर जो अभी जो अपना कार्य कर रहे हैं, तो ये दुनिया अभी रहने लायक नहीं है, डिक्लेयर हो गया है। प्रदूषण वाले भी यही कहते हैं, पॉलिटिशियंस भी यही कहते हैं, सब लोग ये कह रहे हैं, पर आगे क्या होगा उसका कोई जवाब नहीं दे रहे हैं। परंतु ईश्वर ने इस बात को 1936 में हम लोगों को बताया है, आप चाहो ना चाहो ये दुनिया अपना परिवर्तन में होना ही होना है। तो उस दुनिया में कौन आएंगे, आपको ही आना है क्योंकि हम सब ईश्वर के बच्चे हैं। तो इसीलिए यहां दो चार दिन आप देखिए कि आप खुद भी कहेंगे कि हाँ दुनिया में स्वर्ग आ सकता है, उसका सैंपल एक आपको यहां दिखाया जा रहा है। तो इसीलिए आपका यह अधिकार है, आप अपने घर में आए हो, स्वयं ईश्वर के घर में आए हैं, तो आप वहां आनंद प्राप्त करके जाएंगे, ऐसे आशा करता हूं। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू वेरी मच करुणा भाई फॉर योर इंस्पायरिंग टॉक। नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट मिस्टर अनुभव तिवारी जी, हु इज द सीईओ ऑफ जेट सिंथेसिस प्राइवेट लिमिटेड एंड इज फ्रॉम पुणे, to give his good wishes. Most respected Mr. Anubhav Tiwari ji.
Om Shanti. So, you know, there are a lot of lectures scheduled, so you'll get a lot of learnings. So I'll talk about my journey with Brahma Kumaris, and hopefully that is the good wishes, that inspiration for you all. So 1 year ago, I was sitting in a medical retreat in this very hall, right? And I've been a meditator for a long time, right? So if you become a meditator, you become a little arrogant, right? You say, I've done everything. I've been to silent retreats. I watch my breath for 1 hour every morning. So I was wondering, you know, what is what am I going to learn here, right? I knew something about Brahma Kumaris, not a lot. And first day, I listened to the lectures, some of it made sense, you know. Second day, some transformation started to happen, and a big one at that, right? A big one in the sense that, you know, my typical day begins with 2 hours of sadhana in the morning. And here I was listening to something which was completely refreshing, which is you don't need to complicate your life that much. You don't need to get up, sit in some padmasana, you know, siddhasana, and do some complicated process. You can just watch your thought during the day, right? A simple thought, and it heals you, right? A simple thought, and it evolves you as a human being, right? That is something, you know, I've done a lot of spiritual books, but just it had not never settled within me that this, you know, this path of Gyan can be, it's not just education, you know, it can really be a path of transformation, right? And then obviously when you come here, there is energy in the center, and then there is energy in the brothers and sisters, and when you look at them in seva, then you get inspired as well that, you know, we go and read newspapers and say this world is coming to an end, and you come here and find a different breed of human beings. And so, you know, so when I went back, you know, this whole process of watching your thought, it started getting applied to office colleagues who are, you know, 12 of them are here today, starting their journey of transformation. You know, so you do it with your children. You know, earlier you were saying how are you studying, right, without giving them positive vibration, but something about the home situation, the work situation, everything around you changes just because of the way you are inside. That, you know, and obviously when you go back to life, you know, there are times when you don't really follow the process. You'll get up in the morning and maybe you'll say, you know, I'll watch my thoughts. But when you come back and go to sleep, then you realize that you've not really watched it well, right? So as something to give back, you know, because I belong to a technology company, so we launched an app, and we call the app Emotional Fitness Tracker. You know, because like all of us, we are carrying this Fitbit on our hands, and we're watching how many steps we have taken, you know, what is my heartbeat, but we're really not taking care of our thoughts, right? So we call this app Emotional Fitness Tracker, and the idea is that, you know, like you watch your health, you take care of your emotional health as well. Right, so you begin your day with an affirmation, with a very powerful affirmation, and then, you know, the app helps you to live through that affirmation through the day. It reminds you, and it has a beautiful emotional tracker that you can go, if you're getting angry, then you can record it, why the anger comes, and then you can go to a library of meditations, and then you can correct that situation, you can come back up. We're blessed that the affirmations happen in the transformative voice of DK Sister Shivani, who's here with us. She comes every day and gives that powerful thought. It is also gratifying to see so many people write to us every day that how their life is transforming. They could be BKs, they could be non-BKs, but a lot of people write saying, you know, how they were thinking of giving up their spiritual life and now they're back on track because of the app. So, you know, so something that started with the medical retreat, you know, is now in 38 countries. So as an ending thought, it will be my wish and blessing that not only that you begin your journey of self-transformation today, but as you go out of the center, then you make sure that the journey starts for a lot of other people who are in your lives. So Om Shanti, and have a wonderful 2.5 days.
Thank you very much, Brother Anubhav Tiwari ji, for sharing your experiences. Now I would like to invite Brother Mukesh Sharma ji, who is the founder and CEO of QA Infotech from Noida. Most respected Brother Mukesh Sharma ji.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Adarniya Nirmala Didi, सिस्टर शिवानी और स्टेज पे बैठे सभी ब्रदर्स और सिस्टर्स को एज वेल एज ऑल माय फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम आईटी इंडस्ट्री ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स वेलकम टू आईटी रिट्रीट लीडरशिप 2.0 संकल्प से समृद्धि तक और संकल्प से सिद्धि, सॉरी संकल्प से सिद्धि, व्हाट अ वंडरफुल टॉपिक इट इज. बट बिफोर आई स्टार्ट, यू नो, आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर माय स्टोरी विद दोज हु आई हैव नॉट मेट इन द पास्ट. दिस इज माय सेकंड टाइम एट माउंट आबू इज फर्स्ट टाइम. आई थिंक लास्ट टाइम वी वर इन द लीडरशिप समिट इन द अदर सेंटर. I started watching Awakening with Brahma Kumaris on TV show that Sister Shivani used to conduct, and it was definitely something that has changed my life. You know, the way I used to look at things, the way I used to. So I am a Leo by birth. And, you know, most of you would know the qualities of Leo's. You know, after I started watching her show, I started to think about it. You know, I started to say, you know, why am I like this? You know, why should I, if somebody is not good to me, do I need to be the same way to him or her? I need to give only good blessings. I need to do the right things in the right way, irrespective of what others are doing. And that is essentially what I started to do. Not that I have reached 100%. I'm getting closer, which is positive. So the show that Sister Shivani has done has helped a lot. And then we started, you know, so as an organization, we said, if this is something that can have a positive impact on me, why can't we do something for our organization? So we started inviting BKs to our office to conduct talks, and those were very helpful. In fact, we've also given our office as a center to conduct the introductory sessions for those who are new or join us to BKs. So that is also very helpful. I think in the IT industry, because we all are from IT, what is happening is, like Brother Karuna said, that, you know, we are given projects and we are working towards deadlines, you know, with the only thing that we have to think of is quality and deliverables. Are we doing what we are doing for our phones? So when we use the phone, we recharge our phone, right? I mean, if the battery starts to go down, we recharge it. But are we doing that to ourselves, our Atma? That is something that is missing. So when we visited Brahma Kumaris last year, we noticed that every hour there was a song that was played, and, you know, people would just stand where they are and they would do dhyan for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. So that is something, you know, that I really loved and liked, and I thought that if that is something that we start to do in organizations, I mean, we've done something similar, not exactly, but that has also helped. So I think coming to IT retreat, coming here, being part of this retreat is going to help us get recharged. Plus, we'll be able to learn from those who are already experienced and take it back, work with our peers, colleagues and friends, so that we can bring the change that we need to make this a better world. Sister Suman, when she was introducing Brahma Kumaris, she mentioned about doing meditation with children. I saw something to do with children. So I know that I had mentioned this to Sister Shivani as well as Neeraj Bhai and others. We have started a school in JP Wishtown, Noida, with the intent of doing something in a different way. There is a lot of stress, not just to folks in the IT industry, but also the stress that is getting built up right from the day we start going to school. You have to do this, you have to do competition with others, right? More than collaboration. But, you know, whether it is competition, collaboration, there is, you know, relevance, some relevance, not a whole lot, by the way. But then, can we teach them mindfulness right from day one when they enter the school? Can we make them understand? Can we have them look at their own self? Do they understand them? Most of us as parents, those who are, you know, having kids going to school, we don't get to spend a whole lot of time with our kids. They are spending their time in school. By the time they come back and we come back from work, we are exhausted and we have meetings, we have deliverables that we take home. So what I wanted to do, I am getting to spend time with my kids, so that's something also due to what I learned from Brahma Kumaris. I would like to see our school kids coming to school and thinking about what is it. So mindfulness is the first thing that they'll do, but then the other thing is, what is it that I have done to bring smile or happiness on somebody's face? Being bliss is good, but can you bring that happiness on somebody else's face? It could be a small thing to the point that, you know, I helped my mother in cleaning the table, or I helped my father in doing the dishes. I mean, again, you know, these are examples that may not be relevant, but there could be something. You know, I helped somebody who was thirsty and they were asking for water, so I went and helped. So these are things that initially would be difficult for them to answer, but then it will become more of a sanskar, more of habit, that they have to do something so that they can talk about it in the classroom. When they get to classroom, they are going to be asked, did you do anything to bring happiness to somebody's face? So that is the kind of culture that we want to have. We want to be able to promote kids in what they are good at, not making them engineers or doctors or, you know, compete in the world. You know, we are at the end. Sister Monica said that, you know, ati ke baad ant aata hai. So I don't want it to be ati. I want it to be enough so that we are spreading happiness around us. With that thought, I would like to thank Brahma Kumaris, BK's IT Leadership Summit, BK Yashwant ji, and then everybody who's contributed in making and putting this event together. This is a huge effort. Thanks again, and I hope all of you get to learn something that you can take away from here and then make your life beautiful. Thanks again. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Brother Mukesh Sharma ji. We have seen many institutions producing many professionals. We have institutions producing good engineers, good doctors, good lawyers, good, you know, scientists. But this institution is here to produce good human beings. Right? The more we understand ourselves and understand our value system and go back to our innate qualities, it is not something very difficult. We are that, but we have forgotten that, that's it. So we just have to remind ourselves of that, be aware of it, and then connect back to that, those qualities, the reservoir of that energy from within, and then we can be that again. So now I would like to invite all the dignitaries on the dais to come together and light the lamp, which is official. We are going to officially inaugurate this retreat. And along with the dignitaries on the dais, I would like to read out some of the names, and they are also invited to come up on the dais to light the lamp. Brother Rajesh Sharma, who is the CIO and co-founder of QA, Brother Sanjeev Kumar, director of MTNL, Noida, Brother Sandeep Grover, head of sales capability, from Reliance Jio, and Sister Shivani, Sister Radhika, Sister Deepa, Sister Varsha, Brother Samir Dadia, who is the founder of Alpha Bricks, Pune, Brother Banu, innovation champion of ICS, Nasik, and Brother Brijesh, senior member of ETA Infosys, Hyderabad, Brother Dilip, senior manager, Intel Bangalore, Brother Bharti, ex-scientist, ISRO Bangalore, Brother Sanjeev Guptaji from Delhi. All of you are requested to come up on the dance.
आंखों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए। जीवन तुमने दिया है संभालोगे तुम,
जीवन तुमने दिया है संभालोगे तुम,
आशा हमें है विश्वास है हर मुश्किल से विधाता निकालोगे तुम,
जीवन तुमने दिया है संभालोगे तुम।
Now I would like to invite most respected Rajyogini Brahma Kumari Nirmala Didi, who is the chairperson of this inaugural function and also the chairperson of IT Wing. Besides that, Nirmala Didi is also a director of Gansarovar Academy, Mount Abbey, you are here. She is also the director of the Brahma Kumaris Rajyoga Centers in the Asia Pacific region. Her role spans over 15 countries, 72 centers, 56 sub-centers and 4 retreat centers. She has been practicing Rajyoga for the past 56 years. A medical doctor and a yogi, Didi combines the pragmatic qualities of a doctor with the mystical understanding of Rajyoga. Most respected Rajyogini Nirmala Didi.
Om Shanti. Respected speakers on the dais and all the participants of this IT retreat, welcome to Gyan Sarovar, your home, our father's home. This is the institution where we study, so we call it Vishwavidyalaya. This is our home, our father's home, and we also call this as a hospital because most of our minds, human minds, are having sickness of negativity, vices, weaknesses, and that is causing us sorrow and suffering. Everybody wants peace and happiness, but unfortunately, in spite of trying with many leaders, political leaders, religious leaders, giving Nobel Prizes, etc., we find that we are becoming more and more peaceless day by day. And everybody wants happiness. We think we'll be happy once we have high degree, lots of wealth, family, and weekend we go on holidays, and that will be our peace, happiness. But as we see, we receive temporary peace and happiness. Now, the solution to peace and happiness is not from outside, but from inside. Peace and happiness are within us, but we are looking it outside. They are our treasures, our inherent qualities. We have forgotten that. And we think all these material treasures will bring us happiness. But more we have desires to receive them. And if we don't receive what we desire, we become not only unhappy, but peaceless. We think the high degree will help us to have a good job. But to receive that high degree, we had to study hard, worry a lot, have a lot of stress. And even in the jobs which are so much competitive, there is so much stress. So you have come to the right place where you can learn new art in your life, thinking positively, relaxing, sparing some time for yourself, because most of the human beings, they spare time for the job or business to earn money. They spend time for family. They don't have time for themselves. When we ask them, okay, come and do meditation for 1 hour every day, they say, no, I'm too busy. I can't do it. I can't come to center. So, lack of time. Or lack of management of time, I would say, doesn't allow us to do what we want or achieve what we want. And that's why what we need to do is learn that art of managing time, thinking positively, relaxing, finding your inner virtues, inner qualities. And you'll find that not only you'll be peaceful, happy, relaxed, but you will have all inner imperishable treasures like love, joy, confidence, enthusiasm. Otherwise, what happens? As soon as something wrong goes wrong around us, we lose our enthusiasm. Or as soon as somebody criticizes us, we become either angry or we are afraid of those people. And so either there is lack of self-respect or there is ego. If there is ego, we insult others and we expect everybody should respect me, everybody should listen to me. And that is not possible. So, those who are aspiring to be better human being, better professional, leader, they need to acquire many, many qualities. And sometimes we say, what can I do? I am short-tempered, I can't help. I get angry soon. I don't mean to insult you or give you sorrow, but that's my nature. So who is going to change my nature? I have to work on that. So in order to have qualities of patience, tolerance, because if I have patience and tolerance, I won't get angry. If I am happy, I'll give happiness to others. If I have everything, I will not have any desire. Because internal happiness or contentment will be possible when I have many, many good qualities. Because even if multimillionaire is there, he will still have desire to have more money, fame, name, position, etc. So, the greed has no end. And to be content, we need to have some virtues. So, Raj Yoga will help you to acquire all those virtues, and that will help you to be peaceful, content and happy person. So whatever two and a half days you are giving here, I'm sure if you have a real desire to learn what is taught here, then you will go very satisfied and content person. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Didi, for your wonderful blessings. And now I would like to invite Brother Bal Kishore, who is the VP of Transformation Sears software from Pune. Brother Balakishore is in his accomplished career spanning more than two decades. Bala has always been a champion of good team development as the cornerstone of effective management. He is a lifelong meditator with focus on leadership, self-development and human psychology. Balabhai regularly addresses senior executives, IT professionals, students, researchers and healthcare professionals on various topics relating to conscious leadership and content living. A graduate with MS Computer Systems Engineering from NIT Warangal, India, he also holds a certificate in Business Administration from Manchester Business School. And also, he is certified executive coach accredited by International Coach Federation. Most respected, Brother Bal Kishore. And he would be walking us through the agenda of this retreat.
Well, I'm watching the clock and it's been more than an hour since you have been sitting, so can all of us stand up? Thank you. You can drop your stuff, it won't go anywhere, I promise. Yeah? So we'll do a very simple exercise now, okay? When I say front, you'll put your hands in the front. Front, up, front, up, up, front, down, front, up, up. Front, front, down. Front, up, front, down. Thank you. Sit down. Dadi Prakashmani usually says Brahmakumaris are famous for class and glass. So we had our glass, that is a wonderful breakfast, and then we were having a bunch of classes, and at times, you know what. So for the next few minutes, what I'll try to do is I'll walk you through how we came to this stage and what is this retreat about. So as we call it Leadership 2.0, it's a form of SIT retreat. SIT stands for Spirituality in IT. You know, we IT professionals sit a lot of time in front of the computers, but it is very difficult to allow our mind to sit on one single aspect. So that's why tongue-in-cheek we chose the title of these retreats as SIT retreats. And what does Leadership 2.0 talk about? We all know about leadership, but what is this 2.0? It talks about applied spirituality, leadership and science. When you have them together, that's what we call as Leadership 2.0. And you will see all these three aspects as a part of this retreat. And when we started SIT retreats about 8 years ago, the intention was to make simple yet profound principles of Raja Yoga both accessible and applicable to IT professionals so that they can improve their effectiveness and efficiency. We talk a lot about spirituality, but when I go back to office, how do I deal with my boss? That's a question, yeah? When I go home, how do I deal with my kid? How do I deal with my spouse? I'm an IT professional, yes. How do I deal with an irate project manager? So that's what we call as applied spirituality. And that's what you get to hear as a part of these SIT retreats. And you heard about a lot about Brahmakumaris, and I've been associated with Brahmakumaris for the last 25 years. And what is it that I have observed in them? I tried to summarize them in just 3 D's. The reason why these 3 D's are important are we have many CEOs, we have many IT professionals, many managers, many leaders. The same 3 D's can be used in the organizations in order to make your organizations, the big mantra we call it, better, faster, cheaper. So what are those 3 D's? What you observe, what I have observed in Brahmakumaris is devotion to a purpose higher than oneself. And from devotion, can you guess what's the second D that flows from devotion? Very good. From devotion comes dedication. And that dedication is to the task at hand. Because you're devoted to something, to someone higher than yourself, this dedication to whatever you are doing as an offering comes naturally. And whatever you're doing is no longer just a task, but here in Brahmakumaris, we would love to call it a seva, an offering. And that's when you get disciplined, the holy grail of internal motivation that all of us struggle for. So here, nobody tells anybody at Brahmakumaris. And the reason when I reflected are these 3 D's, devotion, dedication, and discipline. And you see that among the host of volunteers who gathered here from all over India to help run this retreat. And any guess, what is the result of these 3 D's? Clue, it starts with another D. And that's why we call that as a delight meter. And our intention is to help you experience this as a part of these 3 days retreat. And you will tell us in the last session. And we started SIT retreats 8 years ago in Hyderabad in 2011. We were a bunch of IT professionals who also practiced meditation, and then we said, why don't we share our experience with the rest of the IT fraternity? That's how the SIT retreats began. Then it spread to the other cities, Delhi, Bangalore, Chennai, Mumbai, Pune, and London. So far in the last 8 years, we have been able to reach out to about 25,000 IT professionals, more than 100 countries, all the big names that you get to hear in the IT industry. The employees from those organizations have taken benefit from these SIT retreats. And the main themes that we deal with are leadership and self-management, stress management and lifestyle enhancements, health, mind, and meditation. And some of the past retreats that we have had here, the residential retreats at Gyan Sarovar, 2017, we had Sanskar, Sanskriti, and Sansar, because nowadays culture in the organization is a very big thing. It's important to understand that each individual sanskars in turn give rise to the sanskriti in the office, the culture at office. We focus a lot on culture, but we forget about the individual attitudes that shape that culture. So that's the topic that we dealt with in 2017-18. We talked about detect, detach and detox. In the morning during meditation also, I have seen some of you watching your WhatsApp. Whenever there is a break, that's the first thing we tend to be doing. Please don't do that for these 3 days. Instead of checking your WhatsApp, ask yourself, what's up, dude? Ask yourself. So instead of WhatsApp, change it to WhatsApp, at least for these 3 days. So we dealt with topics like digital detoxification, sleep in digital age, some of the concerns that we IT industry seems to be going through, or in general the world seems to be going through this digital transformation. And here at Brahma Kumaris we would love to call sometimes as digital Maya. And in 2019, this year now, we are having Sankalp Se Siddhi. And why did we choose this name? Why did we choose this title? You agree with that? Yes? You agree with that? You agree with that? So if we want to have good quality life, then it starts with good quality thoughts. So the question we asked was, how can we have conversation and how can we help each other to develop that quality of thinking, or in short, how can I become a better thinker? That is the desire that gave rise to this topic of Sankalp Se Siddhi. And various aspects related to the thoughts is what we will be dealing with as a part of this retreat. If you recall the Leadership 2.0, a picture I showed you in the beginning, there's applied spirituality, there's leadership, there is science. So all those three components are put together in creating this retreat. So let me walk you through what is it that we have in store for you in these 2.5 days. The general structure that we have is, we start our day pretty early here. Today we started at 6:30 with physical exercise, and 7 to 8 we have the Raj Yoga meditation. Same thing you would have tomorrow and day after. For tomorrow and day after, the day will start a little earlier. We start at 4:30 with Amrit Vela meditation, 4:30 to 5. And of course this is optional, but we would encourage you to utilize that opportunity. Both tomorrow and day after, 4:30 to 5. And then you get that 1.5 hour break to go back to your room and then get refreshed. And the sessions begin at 9:30 sharp, as you have seen today. So 9:30 to 11 we have one session, then we have a break, 11 to 11:30, 11:30 to 1, and then again the afternoon starts from 4 p.m. onwards. So what do we have in store for you today, tomorrow and day after? Today, after this inaugural session, From 11 to 11:30 you have a break, and from 11:30 to 1 you have a session by Sister Shivani. She is going to set the context for this retreat. The title is Sankalp Se Siddhi. Okay? And how many of you have seen the agenda copy outside? Have you taken a snap? Fantastic. And 4 to 5:30, once we come back after lunch, we have Sister Radhika sharing with us about balancing a practical head with loving heart. And from 5:30 to 5:45, there's a short stretch break. From 5:45 to 7, we are going to explore in depth about how mind impacts body. That's the session, Effect of Thoughts on Health. And how can we harness the power of our thoughts to improve our physical and psychological health, the science aspect. So we're going to talk in detail about that. And every day from 7 to 7:30, like those of you who have come yesterday, we had Brother David playing the music. So we encourage you to not to miss that. 7 to 7:30 we have meditation. And 7:30 to 8:30 we have the dinner. And 8:30 to 9:30 today, we are going to share with you the different SIT retreats that we do in different parts of India. Those of you who have come from different cities, how you can keep in touch with us, how you can continue to take the benefit of these SIT retreats is what we will be sharing tonight. And tomorrow morning, Saturday, Amrit Vela physical exercise and Raj Yoga Shivir. And after that, 9:30, we have Harmony in Relationships by Sister Shivani, 9:30 to 11, the first session. And from 11:30 to 1, we have Surya Bai, a very senior yogi. Some of you must have already attended, if you have attended the past retreats. He is going to speak about power of thoughts. How each thought can be made powerful and how can we utilize that power in our day-to-day life with some simple disciplines is what he is going to walk us through in detail. And as a group, we have gathered here, so we also wanted to give some space for reflection. So tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., how many of you have watched the video that we have sent you as a pre-work? Okay, some of you, very good. And most of you are going to enjoy it today, wonderful, tomorrow. So from 4 to 4:30, we are going to watch this video called Celebrate What's Right with the World. It's a very interesting clip. And based on that clip, we are going to split into 10 different groups. And each one of you, if you see your tag, you will see a virtue that is printed there. Have you seen that? For some of you, it's curiosity, freedom, unity. 10 such virtues are given. So that actually signifies your group. And I'm going to share with you, each one of you will be going to which group as a part of the workshop tomorrow afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30 from here. Okay, we will spread out into groups of 40 and have some self-reflection, some conversation, some facilitated conversations and some activities to explore this aspect of celebrating what's right with the world very, very deeply. And I encourage each one of you to utilize that opportunity. And in the evening, we have a professor of Sanskrit from Hyderabad Central University amidst us, Dr. J.S.R. Prasad. What has been given in our Ayurvedic Shastras about impact of food on our thoughts? Because according to Ayurveda, we all have heard or known that food itself is considered as medicine. So what type of foods generate what kind of thoughts is an interesting session insights that he is going to share with us, Dr. J.S.R. Prasad. That's the tomorrow post-dinner session. And on Sunday, we have yet again Sister Shivani from 9:30 to 11, Creating Your Destiny. And 11:30 to 12:30, we have Power of Blessings, another very interesting session from Sister Deepa. And, well, until then, you have heard what we have to share. We would love to hear what you have to share with us. So that will be the last session where you will get an opportunity to share your feedback. And a couple of more general instructions which I would like to walk you through. Now, any questions so far? And usually I dread asking, is everything clear? So I won't ask that. And during the registration, quite a few of you have asked, you know, do we have to pay some money? How much does it cost? And all those questions related to the money, I thought I'll share where does the money come from. So Brahma Kumaris is an organization that runs through voluntary contributions. And what is the difference? Why don't we charge fees? Quite a few people have asked us. That's the reason. When was the last time when you went to pay the fees for your kid in the school, you blessed the fee accountant and said, you ripped me off of my half month salary, God bless you, you are so wonderful, year over year you are increasing the fees by 30%, God bless you. When was the last time you did that? So when we pay fees, it's money minus blessings. That's why we don't charge fees. But when we talk about contributions, we say that is money plus blessings. So who is sponsoring this retreat? This also runs with voluntary contributions. And for the outsiders, Brahma Kumaris is an organization. But for us inside, we call this as Yajna. And whatever you see, this might be a program for most of you, but for us, this is Seva. So if you feel that this yajna needs to continue, this message needs to be spread, and this seva also needs to move forward, you're most welcome to make voluntary contributions. You know, as somebody said, until recently there were only two things that were true for professionals. You know, one was death and the other one was taxes. And for professionals like us, we added a third one. Can you guess that? It's called EMI. So, for those of you who want to make these voluntary contributions, you're most welcome. You can make it in any form, whether most of the electronic transfers. And as a voluntary organization, Brahmakumaris is also eligible. All the contributions made are eligible for tax rebate. So, we can also give you the tax certificate. So, that's the story behind why we don't charge any fees with Brahmakumaris. We have Brother Samir. How many of you met him during the registration? So you can meet him here or at the reception desk, because he is the one who helps give you those tax certificates and collect the contributions. And the workshop guidelines. So that's another one that's gone blank. We have uploaded which team is going to move into which particular workshop space on the website. So if you see the QR code or the URL which is printed behind your, you can access that and you will see your particular virtue is a part of which particular room, and we encourage you to go visit that room sometime today so that you don't get confused. Okay? And just last minute few, we encourage you to take the benefit of Amritvela meditation. We have an in-house dispensary available here at Gyan Sarovar just in case anybody is feeling below the weather. Food arrangements, as you must have already known, dining hall 7. That's about the dress code. And for mobile phones, for these 3 days at least, please remember this. Mobile mera hai. Main mobile ka nahi. Mobile mera hai. Main mobile ka nahi. You are the master. At least for these 3 days, remind yourself. And of course, this is no smoking and no alcohol. For those of you who would like to book your return travel, please contact the travel desk sometime today, tomorrow. Even if you have to reach Shantivan and you need any travel help, we would like to bunch all the requests together so that we can optimize the number of vehicles that we utilize. So please don't forget, you give your details at the reception to the travel desk. Okay? And you can also download the B-Zone app. That's there both on Apple Store as well as the Play Store. So that's the scientific mantra we wanted to share. Think less, think slow, think better. It's an opportunity for all of you to reflect on it in these 2.5 days. Move more, which you are forced to as a part of Gyan Sarovar anyway. Eat right, listen well, and of course, have fun. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bala Bhai. Now I would like to invite Ashwan Bhai. Brother Ashwan is the headquarters coordinator of IT Wing Brahmakumaris. Practicing meditation since 1984, he is instrumental in establishing and running Radio Madhuban and community radio station for the local tribal people of Abu Road. He heads IT and communication infrastructure at all campuses at Abu, including Godlywood Studio. His down-to-earth personality and politeness attract people of all ages and motivate them to work tirelessly. Most respected Brahmakumar Ashwin Bhai will be sharing about IT activities in Mount Abu. Sure.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Ekdam achhi tarah se zor se boliye. Om Shanti. Param Pita Shiv Paramatma, Adarniya Nirmala Didi Ji, Chairperson IT Wing, Shivani Didi, करुणा भाई, बाला भाई, शर्मा जी, अनुभव जी, सुमन बहन और हमारे सभा में बैठे आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स एंड सेल्फ लीडर, तो जो ये थीम दिया था संकल्प से सिद्धि, तो तो ये बहुत अच्छा थीम है कि अभी दुनिया का भी अंत है, आप सब जानते हैं, तो इस हिसाब से हम लोग अभी अपना संकल्प ये करें कि हम जल्दी से जल्दी अपनी सफलता पाए कि हम लोग एक सतयुग के तरफ जाएं। तो ये एक संकल्प सबको तैयार करना है, और आप आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स हैं, बहुत बिजी रहते हैं अपने कामों में, तो इसमें आप और एक संकल्प लेवें कि हम एक घंटा अपने लिए निकालें जो आत्मा के लिए निकालें, क्योंकि आप शरीर के लिए करते हैं तो आप इतनी बिजी रह के स्ट्रेस लेके शरीर को यूज करते हैं, फिर शरीर बीमार होता है तो उसको ठीक करने के लिए जो पैसा कमाते हैं वो उसमें यूज कर लेते हैं, तो उसका मीनिंग नहीं होता। इसलिए आप एक घंटा आज संकल्प करें कि हम लोग आत्मा के लिए एक घंटा निकालें डेली, और हमारी आईटी विंग के सर्जन्य से सपोर्ट से ये आपकी कॉन्फ्रेंस बनी है। ब्रह्म कुमारी संस्था ने 20 विंग बनाई है, ये 20वीं विंग है, लास्ट ऑफ फास्ट विंग है, क्योंकि आईटी के सपोर्ट से ही इस दुनिया का स्थापना होगी, उसमें बहुत फास्ट तीव्र गति से मिलेगा। आप जानते हैं कि आईटी इतना फास्ट है, 2-3 सेकंड में सारा मैसेज पूरा वर्ल्ड में चला जाता है, और इसका मिसयूज भी है, तो इस वजह से इसको हमने डिजिटल अवेयरनेस कैंपेन के रूप से हमने एक प्रोग्राम बनाया है कि इसका मिसयूज ना हो और अच्छी तरह से इसको अच्छे कार्य में यूज करें। तो ये इसीलिए हमने एक इसमें और एक प्रोग्राम बनाया, हमने स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन आईटी, जैसे ये प्रोग्राम के अंडर में आप लीडरशिप टू देख रहे हैं, ऐसे स्पिरिट बनाया था स्पिरिचुअलिटी आईटी, उसमें हमने गूगल, इन्फोसिस, टाटा, इंटेल, ऐसे अलग अलग कंपनियों को हमने इनवाइट किया था, जो हैदराबाद, बैंगलोर, पुणे, ऐसे बहुत दिल्ली, ऐसे अलग अलग सिटियों में इसके प्रोग्राम होते हैं। और हमारा आईटी विंग जो है, इसका स्ट्रक्चर है, दीदी निर्मला हमारी चेयरपर्सन है, नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेटर मधु दीदी कलकत्ता में है, हमारे फिर रीजनल कोऑर्डिनेटर्स हैं वर्षा दीदी, पुणे वेस्ट के हैं, ईस्ट के पद्मा बहन है, साउथ के कल्याणी बहन है, नॉर्थ में संजू गुप्ता जी है, और सभी को धन्यवाद देते हैं कि ये आईटी टीम जो इतना अच्छा काम कर रही है, हमारी बीके आईटी टीम, जो उन सबको भी हम धन्यवाद देते हैं कि इतना अच्छी तरह से आपको यहां तक मैसेज दिया और अच्छी तरह से सेवाएं कर रहे हैं, और पूरा इंडिया में आप लोग आईटी विंग के तरफ से प्रोग्राम कर सकते हैं अपनी कंपनियों में। हमारे आईटी विंग बाला भाई और वो सब आपको फैकल्टीज प्रोवाइड करेंगे, आप संपर्क में रहेंगे तो बहुत अच्छा है। और हमारी जो आईटी विंग की कार्य आपको 3 मिनट में वीडियो में दिखाएंगे। थैंक यू।
ओम शांति। आईटी टेक्नोलॉजी एवं ह्यूमन माइंड्स को जोड़ने का एक प्रयास आईटी विंग ब्रह्मा कुमारी द्वारा आदरणीय निर्मला दीदी जी की ब्लेसिंग्स, गाइडेंस एवं डायरेक्शंस के साथ हो रहा है। आपके सामने प्रस्तुत है 2018-2019 की सेवाओं की झलक। 7 सितंबर 2018 शांतिवन में रेजुविनेट विद पीस रिट्रीट का आयोजन किया गया। 17 अगस्त 2018 ज्ञान सरोवर में लीडरशिप 2.0 डिटेक्ट डिटैच डिटॉक्स रिट्रीट का आयोजन किया गया। 8 मार्च 2018 बीबीपुरम बैंगलोर में स्पीर आईटी समिट का आयोजन किया गया। इस रिट्रीट में सिस्टर बी के अंबिका, सिस्टर बी के अरुणा और एक्स आईएफएस ऑफिसर मिस्टर नागराज पार्थासारथी उपस्थित रहे, और 31 मार्च से 1 अप्रैल 2018 तक सिस्टर मार्गरेट ने आईटी आउटरीच ट्रेनिंग करवाई। 31 अगस्त 2018 जकूर सेंटर बेंगलुरु में पावर ऑफ साइलेंस इन द डिजिटल वर्ल्ड रिट्रीट का आयोजन किया गया। 10 नवंबर 2018 में हीलिंग द सेल्फ, 7 जुलाई 2018 में इनर टेक्नोलॉजी फॉर पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस, 17 फरवरी 2019 में द नीड ऑफ राजयोगा मेडिटेशन रिट्रीट को पाटिया सेंटर भुवनेश्वर में आयोजित किया गया। 7 दिसंबर 2018 चेन्नई में साइलेंस रिट्रीट और 18 जून 2018 मदुरई में इंटरनल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन रिट्रीट का आयोजन किया गया। 29 जुलाई सिरीफोर्ट दिल्ली में लीडिंग द सेल्फ और 8 फरवरी को ओआरसी में अवेकनिंग द एंजल विदिन का आयोजन किया गया। 26 जनवरी 2019 को फरीदाबाद में मेक हैप्पीनेस योर लाइफस्टाइल का आयोजन किया गया। ब्रदर ऋषिपाल चौहान, एमडी ऑफ जीवा ग्रुप चीफ गेस्ट के रूप में शामिल हुए। 7 अक्टूबर 2018 को इनर स्पेस गुड़गांव में डिस्कवर योर हायर पर्पस का आयोजन किया गया। 8 जून 2018 इनटेक क्रिएटिव सर्विसेज इन इंफोसिटी गांधीनगर गुजरात में इनर टेक्नोलॉजी द शिफ्ट का आयोजन किया गया। 14 अप्रैल 2018 शांति सरोवर हैदराबाद में रिलैक्स रिफ्रेश रिचार्ज इवेंट के बारे में बीके स्टीफन रूबिन ने बताया। और 15 दिसंबर 2018 को रिस्पेक्ट रेसोनेट रिस्पॉन्ड का आयोजन किया गया। अगस्त से दिसंबर 2018 तक एर्नाकुलम केरला में बेसिक्स ऑफ राजयोगा का आयोजन किया गया। 12 अगस्त 2018 आत्मचिंतन भवन वाशी मुंबई में मोबिलिटी मैनेजमेंट ऑफ माइंड रिट्रीट का आयोजन किया गया। 17 फरवरी 2019 बोरीवली मुंबई में डिबगिंग द माइंड का आयोजन किया गया। 12 अप्रैल 2018 स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट और राइट थिंकिंग का आयोजन हुआ। 24 मई 2018 को कामनेस इन क्योर्स का आयोजन किया गया। 21 जून 2018 को सेलिब्रेटिंग लाइफ का आयोजन हुआ। 19 जुलाई 2018 को लाइफस्टाइल मॉडिफिकेशंस का आयोजन हुआ। 28 जुलाई 2018 को लर्न टू मेडिटेट का आयोजन किया गया और 31 मई 2019 को कीपिंग काम नो मैटर व्हाट रिट्रीट का आयोजन ग्रेटर नोएडा में किया गया। 7 जुलाई 2018 को राहतनी पुणे में इफेक्ट ऑफ थॉट्स ऑन हेल्थ रिट्रीट का आयोजन किया गया। 23 फरवरी 2019 मगरपट्टा सिटी पुणे में द आर्ट ऑफ हैप्पी एंड हेल्दी लिविंग का आयोजन किया गया। अभी इस वर्ष 19 अप्रैल 2019 को ज्ञान सरोवर में लीडरशिप 2.0 और 6 सितंबर 2019 को शांतिवन में आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स के लिए इनर टेक्नोलॉजी कॉन्फ्रेंस का आयोजन किया जाएगा। सभी मुख्य सेंटर्स जिनके पास यज्ञ द्वारा दी हुई bkivv.org ईमेल है, उन सेंटर्स में फ्री में वेबसाइट बनाई जा रही है। इसके तहत सभी मुख्य सेवा केंद्रों के लिए वेबसाइट बनाई जा रही है। जिन मुख्य सेंटर्स की वेबसाइट अभी तक नहीं बनी है, http://help.bk.oo/registration में जाकर ऑनलाइन रजिस्ट्रेशन कर सकते हैं। ऑनगोइंग प्रोजेक्ट्स, जर्नी फूड एप्लीकेशन डेवलपिंग ऑफ कनेक्ट वन ऑनलाइन अकाउंटिंग अकोमोडेशन सॉफ्टवेयर फॉर रिट्रीट सेंटर्स इन इंडिया पर्सनल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन डिपार्टमेंट एप्लीकेशन एक्सेट्रा। अधिक जानकारी के लिए संपर्क करें itwing.brahmakumaris.com।
थैंक यू ईशन भाई। नाउ वी आर टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ दिस इनॉग्रल फंक्शन। ऑल ऑफ यू नाउ विल रिसीव गॉडली गिफ्ट फ्रॉम द स्टेज फ्रॉम बिकॉज यू आर हियर इन योर होम इन गॉड्स होम सो यू विल डेफिनेटली गेट गॉडली गिफ्ट फ्रॉम हियर।